It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're happy to welcome back Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It's nice to be back. It's not as much fun by phone.
Yeah, no, it's better when you're here in person.
Happy to be here. So tonight, if you go to UAFS in Fort Smith, you should go and laugh at your teachers.
The faculty follies are tonight.
Faculty follies and serious stuff featuring the music faculty. 7:30 at UAFS at 2nd Street. In Fort Smith.
That's 2nd Street Live, right there on 2nd Street.
And it's free.
So you just go in.
Go in and giggle at people you know.
That's awesome.
Then plan ahead and you can come giggle at Gridiron here in a month or so.
Right. Do you know anything about what's on tap for tonight?
No,
the program?
Okay. I don't know a clue. It'll be interesting. And here's our, you know, we try to tell you something that's going on in the area every week. If you're too excited to wait to see the production War Horse, which comes to the Walton Arts Center in May, you can get a sneak peek soon in Dallas. The musical's about a boy and his horse in World War I era England, and it will be at the Winspear Opera House September 12th through the 23rd. Tickets start at $30 at attpack.org.
And much like I've heard said about Noises Off, what I've heard about War Horse is if you saw the movie, don't worry, plays better.
I was going to wait for the play.
Okay.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.